Thank you for calling customer service to Brenda Speaker. How may I help you?
Yes. My name is Cassandra Shark, and this is Lowe's. Is this Lowe's? Are you associated with the Lowe's? Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here.
Are you associated with the Lowe's survey?
Yes, ma'am. To a certain extent, we do provide for them. Can I start by getting your zip code?
29488.
Thank you so much. All right, and your first and last name, Cassandra Shark, you said?
Yes.
All right, thank you so much for that. Can you verify that shipping address?
102 Mayfair Street, Walterboro, South Carolina.
All right, thank you so much. Give me one moment as I pull that account up, okay?
Okay.
All right, yes, ma'am. So looking at the account, looks like you started our 14-day trial for the smartwatch. How can I assist you with that?
One thing, I just got billed $64.97, and I believe I got billed on 216 for $18.94, and I'm not understanding the charges. You know, I thought that in doing the survey, I was being awarded these devices for basically free, really, or just a little bit of money. But it sounds like after the 14 days, y'all went, y'all would pay, because I had called last night, and she said because I didn't return it, that I was. It stated that if I didn't use it within 14 days, I would be billed the regular price.
Yes, ma'am. It kind of states it in the terms and conditions because you pay for the shipping and handling. And so basically, if you don't cancel within those days, it'll charge you the full price for it.
Okay. One thing, the stuff doesn't work. The watch is giving me so much problems to work, and then the earplugs, nobody can hear me when I talk. And like I said, I didn't see the terms, and I thought that I was doing Lowe's a favor by doing the survey, and I just wanted to do the survey, and you know, the $50, I thought maybe it would have been a gift certificate or something, but I'm not working, and I can't afford it's going to make my account bounce that $67. I really need to return it or just take the money off. I can't afford it. I cannot afford it.
Yes,
$67,
ma'am.
No.
Yes, ma'am, I do understand your concern. However, with the charges, because as of 14 days, most of the time we can't do anything with them. Just give me one moment. Let me see if I can talk with my supervisor, and I'll be right back on the line, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So looking at the account and talking with my supervisor, because you had actually 14 days to try the item and then call back before the 14 days, we're able to offer you a 35% off refund on that $64.97. But that's pretty much about all we can do because you had actually 14 days to call in. So if the items wasn't working, you could have called in and just let us know.
I need to, because I have stuff here, and it came through the mail with that information in it.
Yes, ma'am.
That's something different, because I didn't see all. I saw it came in the mail, and there was nothing. It came. The information was in the mail when it came.
Uh huh.
No, it wasn't. It just was. It was just the devices.
Oh, you were asking me? No, ma'am. We don't have the information as far as in the terms and conditions when you receive the items. The terms and conditions are online when you check the box for terms and condition. It kind of states it in fine print. The
fine print, just like you said. You know, it's crazy. That is, it's really, really crazy. A 30% discount. Can I speak to your supervisor? Because I cannot afford that. You said 30% off. That means I still can't afford that. What, 30% off? And you've already charged me $18 for what, that was shipping and handling?
The $18 was the warranty that comes with the items just in case anything happens.
64 times 30%. That's just $20. No. Can I speak to the supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to assist you with the supervisor, but I will tell you they'll tell you the same thing in regards to the payment sticking.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll probably offer mainly the same thing for us to 35% because we're really not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me speak to them.
Yes, ma'am. One moment. Uh-huh. All right, ma'am, just bear with me one moment. I'm just getting you over to the supervisor, okay?
Okay.